Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Alan Gray, helping you secure your future. 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Now, it's that time of the year where tourism is typically a buzz. Not only for us as domestic tourists who might be traveling back to home cities and home provinces, and maybe even those of us who just might take a short left around sunny South Africa. But bear in mind that from an international point of view, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council, South Africa's tourism sector is expected to grow by almost 8% a year over the next decade. Now, that is significant. But how do you take advantage of this, especially when it comes to the options we have in terms of the tourism and hospitality sector stocks? All the businesses in these hotels we typically talk about, City Lodge, Sun International, Tsoho Sun, believe it or not, you can ultimately own a piece of these hotels by actually purchasing their shares on the JSE. But how do you do that? How do you value these stocks? Should you even be buying them? Well, someone who can give us some perspective is a portfolio manager at Alan Gray, Varshan Maharaj. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Varshan. Welcome.
Evening, Gugu. Thanks very much for the opportunity to chat to you.
Excited to speak to you because this is really where investments gets really personal and practical, right, for so many of us as South Africans. We're very familiar with a number of these institutions that I've mentioned and the various hotels around the country. But other than just booking a night stay, we can actually also be owners of these investment companies through their listings on the JSE. So I'm keen to understand, you know, before we even talk about how we get a piece of the pie, we just need to contextualize the performance of the hospitality sector, right, especially post the pandemic.
Sure, that's a great point. So when looking at the hospitality sector, one needs to keep in mind that it's a cyclical industry and it tends to perform based on when supply enters the market. And what I mean by that is when new hotels are built. So if you look over the long run, whenever new supply enters the market, when new hotels are built, we find that occupancy rates and the average room rates drop. And so the profits of these hotels drop, and those that are very highly leveraged go under stress. And conversely, over time, as demand picks up to full the hotel capacity, we find that occupancies and room rates rise, and so the profits of these hotels rise. So currently, when we look at our South African market, when we were in the depths of the pandemic during lockdowns and so on, a lot of the hotels were under stress. And over the last 12 to 18 months or so, we are strongly in that uptrend in the market. So we're starting to see occupancies rise as well as room rates, and profits are rising nicely. So we are quite bullish on the sector at the moment.
Let's help us understand, though, a little bit more about the local hotel owners, right, and the investment case. Where does the value lie, and the value-orientated investors? You know, how do we actually spot the opportunity between these different brands, be it a Southern Sun, a City Lodge, or even a Tsoho Sun?
Sure, that's a great question. So for local investors, in terms of the listed hotel groups, you could buy Southern Sun and or City Lodge. And in terms of sizing up, what are the attractions of these businesses? Perhaps I'll speak about Southern Sun, since they reported their results for the first 6 months of their financial year 2 weeks ago. So they earned 25 cents per share for the first half. And historically, they have a seasonality of one third in the first half and two thirds in the second half. So we would expect them to earn profits, headline earnings per share of 75 cents for the year. And then if we put that on a 12 times multiple, we get to 900 cents per share. So currently it's trading a bit below that. And that's what
help us unpack that technicality. What does it mean for us as retail investors? Is it cheap? Is it a buy? Is it not?
Sure. So the price is below that 900 cents per share. So it is offering value at current levels. And one should bear in mind that it's getting this level of earnings at an occupancy rate of just 59%, whereas its long-term average is closer to 65%. So as demand picks up and more people stay in those hotels, we would expect that occupancy rate to go up as well as the rates they are able to charge the customers. So we think there are good upside opportunities to that earnings per share number. And with the stress that hit the market during COVID lockdowns, there were not a lot of new hotels being built. And to build a new hotel takes 2 years or so. Mm. So we expect these hotel groups to earn good profits for the next few years.
Mm. And there's an important metric you mentioned there, and we typically discuss this with the CEOs of these companies when we interview them, occupancy rates. Remind us why this is important.
Sure, that's another great question. So when you own a hotel, you basically own capacity in the market. And if you have 100 rooms and you're only able to sell 60 of those rooms, your occupancy rate is 60%. And as that number rises, your profits increase in a geared fashion. So if your occupancy goes from 60% to 80%, your costs increase at a much lower rate, since many of the costs such as land and buildings and staff costs are fixed. So these sorts of businesses have a high degree of what we call operating leverage. So as the occupancy ticks up by 10%, for example, profits may increase by 40 or 50%. Mm-hmm. So we think that's a very attractive business model.
Indeed. And I love the way that you explain it, because basically you only have one night to book a room. You can't go back to the 23rd of September to book a room at a hotel. The night is gone. It's gone. So typically these hotels do want to see occupancy increase overall. I'm keen to also take a look at what we do see when it comes to the investment appeal of international hotel brands. Looking at the Marriott and the Hilton, is there any value there? What's their appeal?
Sure, Google. So Marriott and Hilton have a very different business model. Whereas Southern Sun and City Lodge own their hotels, Marriott and Hilton are brand owners and they are capital light. So what I mean by that is they'll find a hotel which is owned by a third party, and they would contract with them to say, okay, you can use our IT systems, our reservation systems, our brand, and so on, in exchange for a percentage of your revenue. So what we find in this business model is that Marriott and Hilton are able to grow at rates that far exceed the growth of the hotel sector as a whole, and they need very little capital that they need to invest themselves. So whenever we have these platform businesses that are capital light, that grow their earnings at a very high rate, we find that they trade on very high multiples, and Marriott and Hilton are no exception. Mm-hmm. And even though they trade on high multiples, their growth rate in the earnings more than justify these multiples. So we think these stocks offer value to investors as well.
Mm-hmm. The likes of Booking.com is a very popular website that many South Africans and other peers use to, you know, make their bookings and reservations at particular places, hotels or B&Bs and other forms of accommodation. Is that an investment option that we can consider too?
Sure. Booking.com is listed in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and we do hold it in some of the Allen Gray funds. And again, we think that's a very attractive business model. So in the hotel industry, if we look globally, we have billions of consumers that are wanting to use hotels, and we have millions of hotel owners around the world. So Booking provides a very valuable service where it aggregates the demand of billions of consumers, and it also aggregates the supply of millions of hotels. So it provides a service of matching that demand to supply, and they are able to take a take rate for doing this. So that's another business that's growing its earnings above 10% per annum in US dollars, and that's a very attractive rate. So that's another business which we find very appealing and also very attractively priced at the moment.
Got you. Let's simplify this for everyone, Varshan, for myself and the various listeners who are paying attention. We typically know these brands, we see these brands. So I guess how should we be evaluating whether or not these make for good investment proposals right now, especially if we take a look at the cycle of hospitality and tourism in South Africa?
Sure. So if we look at it from a high level, whenever we make an investment, we would want to pay considerably less than what we think a business is worth. So with a cyclical business such as hotels and hospitality, one would need to take a view on what normal earnings are. With Southern Sun, for example, if they are able to earn 75 cents per share for the year, which we think is below normal, and we use a 12 times multiple. So over the long history of a business like City Lodge, which has been listed for longer than Southern Sun, its average multiple has been something like 14 times. So I think 12 is a conservative level. So if we take 75 cents times 12, mm-hmm. we get to 900 cents per share. And it currently trades at about 8 Rand 80. And buying at these levels, you still have upside from occupancies increasing as well as room rates increasing. So whenever there's an opportunity where the upside is more than the downside, that's always attractive to an investor.
Got you. You've helped us through the technicalities and you've helped explain them. But essentially, tourism is picking up. There's a lot more, activity that we see within the hospitality space. More people are booking rooms at hotels for conferences or for leisure. And that does bode well for the tourism industry. So next time any of us actually look at a hotel and just consider spending the day, booking an event or staying over for a night or two, also know that you have the opportunity to invest in these hotels and get a piece of the pie, either through the JSC or through investments that you can make, especially when it comes to the offshore market too, when you look at bookings.com. Varshan, we'll leave it there for today, but appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. That's Varshan Maharaj, Portfolio Manager at Allan Gray, helping us unpack some of the valuations of the hospitality space. So next time, and here's a teaser, we will be speaking to the Chief Operations Officer of Sun International in the next few weeks as we wrap up this year's activity. Do bear in mind that you can listen to that interview very closely together with many of the other brands that we give you. And it does offer you an opportunity. Next time you see a boost in tourism, understand that you can also actively gain from it by investing in some stocks that are in that space, specifically the hotel groups. Helping you secure your future was brought to you by Allan Gray. 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.